This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. You guys back? You ready? You need to heat up your coffee or if you have tea. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. Or you can hop, there's a dozen ways to get involved. You can hop up in the chat room that we have on the website. You'll find that at therealside.com. And you'll have smarter people than I in that chat room as well. You get to watch live and listen live. You can hop up on Facebook. Yes, I got you doing a lot of hopping, don't I? Just trying to get you a little exercise. Hop up on Facebook. We're live there. always, like I say, a pleasure to be with you guys. Man, do we have a busy weekend or what? Right? By the way, I know, I do this all the time. I'll slow down. Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the first break. And she's got a lot she wants to talk about. I don't know, a lot went down last week in New Hampshire with gun laws and that kind of thing. She'll help you, for those of you who live in that part of the country. She can help you pick out which weasels are in the New Hampshire legislature, although they can't be that hard to find. Right? And Kimberly will tell us on the other side of the break. And I know many of you, well, maybe not my listeners, I don't know. By a raise of hands, how many of you guys watched the Grammys this weekend? Seriously, how many of you guys, I don't know. Why don't you just have your fingernails peeled off with a pair of pliers, right? Wouldn't it have been less painful? From what I saw and what I heard and the things that I saw take place, I can't do anything but laugh. You know, let me see, can I find that rapper? That one rapper that was just brilliant. And you know, hip-hop as a whole has never been really caring of conservatives. And I did jump in awful fast, but that's all right. You guys catch up. You always do. So this guy has a great name, too. You know, you people that watch this stuff, that you let your kids watch this stuff, and then you wonder why they go off the deep end? This is great. This guy's called Busta Rhymes. And he's got all kinds of insults for Donald Trump. Take a listen. Really, seriously. You'll enjoy the music.
President Agent Orange, what up, perpetuating all of the evil that you've been perpetuating.
Agent Orange. Oh, that's right, too. They say he looks like he took a bath in a bag of Doritos. But okay, so we're making fun of a guy's skin color. Okay, that's mature. Let's go.
I just want to thank President Agent Orange for perpetuating all of the evil that you've been perpetuating throughout the United States.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay, so those people rioting and burning down buildings and smashing windows, punching people in the face, pepper spraying other people, those are all pro-Trumpers, right? This coming from a guy that I can't even repeat half the words he uses in his songs. Mr. Busta Rhymes. I mean, you're an amazing person here, right? You got a talent because you can speak words while there's some kind of music playing, if that's what that music playing in the background. Your songs are full of hate and killing and beating and drug abuse. Donald Trump is the one spreading hate. It's the anti-Trumpers that are punching people in the face. The anti-Trumpers that are pepper spraying other people. I mean, remember this, guys. I've said this before on the show. I've written about this. The world is spinning in reverse. Everything that was always wrong is now right, and everything that's right is always wrong. When you have a world that says abortion is the norm, right, good, and just, and adoption is a pox on society, we are screwed up. There is definitely something wrong with us.
I want to thank President Agent Orange for a successful attempt at the Muslim ban. When we come together, we the people, we the people, we the people.
Now, he just talked about, right, how it's Mr. Agent Orange that's calling for all this violence, that's causing all this violence, and these guys come out on stage, what are they doing? The Black Panther, right? The Black Panther fist. And you know, buddy, I got some news for you. We are the people, too. Where were you all this time? All of a sudden, it doesn't go. See, this is the thuggery that you've allowed your kids to listen to for years. Yeah, I'm hot. I'm hot on this stuff tonight. I'm so tired of the violence. And as always happens in that LSD-induced world of the Dems, everything is the people on the right's fault. Everything is the problem of the conservative. The conservative started all of it. The conservative is driving this. It's like, no, it isn't. Because no matter, you know what? You Dems in school districts, you have this thing where no matter who's pounding on you, you don't fight back. You want everybody to play nice. Because if somebody defends themselves under Dem rule, both kids go to jail, so to speak. Both kids get suspended. So here you have a group of people, your people, people that Mr. Soros is busing in and paying to be there, giving money to your organizations, and they're smashing windows, setting fires, beating on people, pepper spraying people, and somehow you're so delusional like you were during the election cycle. You're so delusional somehow. It's the fault of the conservative. As an old friend of mine used to say, you can't hire somebody to help you be that stupid. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Kimberly Moran's going to join me after the break. And I'm sure I got her wound up already.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah. Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
She's already wound up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. That's therealside.com, where you can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Look at all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years come together in one small... Look at it. It's a sixth grade level, people. If you can't read this book, get off the radio. Don't even listen to the radio. I don't want you to be that confused. Anyway, let me bring her on because every week I have such a good time with her. Kimberly Moran joins me as she does every week from the New England area under 22 feet of snow. And Kimberly, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you, Joe?
Good. You know, we grew up, you know, we in the same area there. You know, growing up in Boston, political corruption was not a big deal. I shouldn't say it was the big deal. It was widely accepted, how's that, as just the way politicians are. And, man, when you become an adult and you start having to deal with it, it's really frustrating, isn't it?
my God! I would be better off banging my head against this cement wall than dealing with the corruption in just my little state of New Hampshire.
Well, I've been watching you post on Facebook for like a week now. You've been in the state house. I'm surprised they didn't drag you out when you held up that sign. But tell us what was going on and what you were fighting for.
Well, that week, it was right to work. Right to work is a bill that's coming up. We finally have a Republican governor who said he'd sign it. We have Republican-controlled Senate and House, and it should pass, but it might not. And part of the reason is, you know, there were anti-right to work pro-union guys put on the Republican-controlled Labor Committee. That's part of it. So it didn't pass out of committee with an ought-to-pass recommendation. And it's harder to go against the recommendation of the committee when you get to the full house than it is to just, you know, consent to whatever the committee says.
You think that was a setup?
Well, I'm pretty sure it was. The speaker was backed, endorsed by the SEIU. The SEIU, a.k.a. the Purple People Beaters, do not endorse anyone who is actually pro-right to work. They never have, and they never will.
Well, how could anybody come against a right to work bill? Don't you think? You know, just listen to it. Why would you be against something like that? I wonder.
Oh, I wonder. You know, unions don't like right to work, quote unquote, because it doesn't allow them to forcibly take dues or agency fees, quote unquote, for members, workers who don't want to be union members. If you have worker freedom, which is what I call right to work. You have worker freedom, those workers aren't forced to pay that agency fee because they don't want the union representing them in the first place. And in New Hampshire, unions say, oh, we shouldn't have to represent people who, you know, are freeloaders or whatever. Well, in 2011, they tried to pass an amendment that said, okay, unions, you get your way. You don't have to represent workers who don't want your representation. And the unions fought against it in New Hampshire.
Well, wait a minute. I got to slow you down here. So they don't want to represent people that aren't paying dues. That's kind of what they're saying, right? And here's what a lot of people don't know. You probably know this, but a lot of people don't know this: that the union doesn't send its people in to large businesses. You know, like a school district where you might have 2,000 employees. They don't send a union rep over to collect the dues and to do the accounting and to do all of that. Guess who does that for them? The district does that for them. A worker paid by taxpayers collects all the information, makes sure everything gets done for the union dues and for the union to be paid properly. They don't pay a nickel towards it.
Nope, they don't. And, you know, if you join any organization, right, any organization that you might join, no matter what it could be, they come to you for their dues to re-up every year. Oh, you just reminded me I have to pay for AAA. But they come. I'm literally writing it down because I forgot. They come to you and say, "Here's your bill. We need you to pay your dues." But not enforced unionism. Not enforced union states. Either the private business employer is taking those dues and handing them over to the unions, or the public employer is collecting those dues and handing them over to the union. So, you know, it really should pass here, but we have too many Republicans who are union hacks. Like, literally, one of the Republicans on the committee is currently a union member. Two of them are former union members. One of them's wife was tweeting against right to work during the hearing her husband was listening to. As a committee member, I'm not even kidding you. And then the other guy,
shouldn't that be impeachable in some way? You know, maybe.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have those rules. And then another guy is a selectman, so he negotiates union contracts. So of course he's not going to vote for right to work because the union is just going to give him trouble when he has to negotiate a contract with him. Seriously.
And people can't see. You know, they want to blame Republicans for all this stuff. Now, you did say you have Republicans that say they're for right to work, but chances are, or they may not vote for it at all, correct? And their reasoning? They must have a reason.
Well, it's all backroom politics. I mean, they're speaking out of one side of their mouth and doing another with their actions. I don't know why they would say that. The Republican Party platform in New Hampshire is specific about right to work. So if you're a Republican, that's one of the things that the party pushes. And, you know, they talk about free people. Well, right to work is worker freedom, so that's free people. So that's the other big thing. I don't know how, you know, Republicans are supposed to, quote unquote, be for less government, more freedom, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And that's none of the above if you're not again, for right to work.
Well, Republicans in New England are a much different breed, right?
Well, yeah, unfortunately. I've never had the opportunity to live in a red state, so I don't know what a real Republican. I mean, I shouldn't say that. We have some really good Republicans in this state. We actually really do. They just don't happen to be in leadership. But the other thing I was going to say is when you have a representative who is a union member or who has allegiance to unions, they keep that allegiance to their brothers and sisters, quote unquote, even though they're supposed to have allegiance to their constituents, they don't. And I caught my former state rep in that. When he voted for Medicaid expansion, I said, why did you vote for that? He said, that was against the Republican platform. It's against conservatism. He said, well, my constituents wanted me to. And so I said, okay, so 99% of your constituents wanted you to vote for right to work, would you? And he paused and said, I'd have to think about that.
Hey.
That told me something I needed to know.
You need to think, too, because we got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, the time that you're responding, that you're getting involved in the conversation. And I just want to bring it right back on. I could ramble on all night long, but let's just bring it back. Kimberly Murren joins me, as she does every week, to talk about the crazy things of the day. And after getting her all wound up on that first, hey, did you watch the Grammy? No, I'm just kidding. I know where you want to go. I'll take you there, I promise. So, you know, we've done, everybody's pushing Trump. You know, he's got to prove his numbers. He's got to prove this. He's got to prove that. Voter fraud is very tough to prove. And if you look at some of the stories I put up on my Facebook page, and even on the website, recently they had a lady that they gave her 8 years for voter fraud, because she admitted to doing it. See, they have to know that they're committing fraud, which I think is the dumbest law in the world. Did you know that by putting in those 90 ballots after you checked the box for Hillary, that you were committing voter fraud, that you weren't supposed to vote more than once?
No, I thought I could vote as many times as I got a piece of paper.
I knew it. And there's no way to prove it. They just have to deny it. It's really that simple. So the law has to be fixed and changed. But there's no voter fraud, right, Kimberly?
There is voter fraud in every election in every state across the country.
You're just talking. You have no proof.
I have proof. I did research years ago, just basically trying to explain the different types of voter fraud and also give examples of it. And there is literally voter fraud in every state in every election. The problem is in finding the voter fraud and then doing something about it. It takes money and resources, and most AGs don't do anything about it. And that's what's happening in New Hampshire. Trump was right when he said there's voter fraud in New Hampshire. And they're all laughing about the buses. Guess what? In 1996, there was a bus of AmeriCorps volunteers who were being bused into New Hampshire to vote here, even though they didn't live here.
Yep.
I was just talking. I have a segment. I'm going to be writing a story tomorrow where a Democrat alderman in New Hampshire said that, you know, he was working the voter registration in New Manchester. He said 13 or to 15 students from a completely different town came over here into his city of Manchester and wanted to vote. And he's like, you can't vote here. You don't live here. So they shipped him over to Manchester for some reason to vote. And then he also said on that same segment that when he was with the unions in the 90s,
late 90s, they would pick all these guys up at work job sites in Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island. These guys were all from all different areas, but they were all registered in New Hampshire, and they would drive them up in busloads to vote here. So it does happen, probably still does happen by the busloads, but we have voter fraud every election in New Hampshire, and it's completely ignored.
Oh, but you're not the only place it's ignored. It's ignored all over the country. Look, we've done, like I said, we've done story after story after story. And then there was somebody that posted, I'm so used to this now. There was somebody who posted up on Facebook about how the Republicans were just, look, I may not be able to prove 3 million votes, because that's really tough to do. But when you start to prove tens of thousands of votes, you should be able to extrapolate that out. If you have two brain cells to rub together, it shouldn't be hard for you to extrapolate this thing out. So, you know, we have a in L.A. County, there are 60,000 proven names to be wrong on the rolls. And guess what? The Dem County Register won't take them off. He won't do anything to fix it. And recently, you know what we found out about this Dem County Register? He was thrown out of Washington state for jerking around with the voter rolls.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
And this happens all over the place. They're saying, you know, we just found out the other day, someone I know, Tony Shanilla at the Patch, wrote a story. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office stopped investigating the same-day registration affidavits where people don't have ID, but right. They stay, they claim, they live in New Hampshire. They stopped investigating those to see if they're actually valid. So there were 7,500 same-day registrations in New Hampshire in the last election. Guess what? Trump only lost from Clinton by 2,500. And Kelly Ayotte only lost to Hassan by 700 or something like that.
Wow.
So, and they do affect our local elections because some people lose by only one vote, literally one vote. So voter fraud affects every single local election, and it could affect federal elections if it's that close of a margin. But we don't investigate it in New Hampshire. They stop investigating. So now we can't even say, hey, we have all these voter same-day registrations. Half of them or whatever number aren't legit. Let's do something to change the legislation and the laws in New Hampshire.
Yeah, but you're not going to – come on, let's be honest. You're not going to see that happen.
Well, you know –
no, you're not going to see that happen because who wins in that scenario? When you pile up even the complaints, when you pile them up, what about the I think it was in Florida, the Democrat legislator who was actually proud of the fact that he was part of voter fraud, you know, and you're saying to yourself, if we can overturn that little of it, if you would, there's a heck of a lot more of it out there.
You know, exactly. And here's my deal. You know, one of the things they keep saying in New Hampshire is, well, is there widespread voter fraud? Well, how much voter fraud is okay with you people? In my opinion, even one fraudulent vote destroys the integrity of the election because that one fraudulent vote took away someone else's legal vote.
That's wrong. Right, one vote. They scream so much about how precious the votes are on the left. You know, you can't stop anybody from voting. What a sin of biblical proportion it is to stop somebody from voting. Yet here in L.A., we had stories and reports of people who knew their vote was stolen. They hadn't voted yet. Even when they go down to the county recorders, they really wouldn't do anything about it. And you're looking right at them going, I didn't cast that vote. I mean, here's my driver's license. Here's who I am. I didn't cast that vote.
Go ahead.
That's so bad. And this is what I'm talking about. This is a lot of people don't feel like their votes count, so they don't vote. Well, when you actually have voter fraud like this, that does happen, then they really don't want to vote because their vote doesn't count. I don't understand the big deal of just let's make sure it doesn't exist. You know, there's always going to be some criminal who tries to get around the system, whatever, you know, controls right. You put into place, right? But if you can make it less and less and less and close that loop, how is that not good for everyone, both parties, all sides, all voters? Because you know what? I don't care about the political games the parties want to play with this. It's about the voters. We, the people, are the ones who matter, not your stupid little games. And if we don't think the elections have integrity, that's not a good thing, but no matter what party you're in.
No, a lot of them just won't come back out again. I mean, seriously, why brave the weather? Why stand in line 2 or 3 hours? And ultimately, the bottom line is, with this, your vote may or may not count. You just don't know. It's up in the air.
Exactly. And like in a small little state like New Hampshire, sometimes literally a person wins by one vote. Yeah. And when you have same-day registration, those votes all count. So that one vote could be a fraudulent vote, but they don't find out until after the fact when they investigate and, oh, that person doesn't really exist at that address. The votes aren't even counted. And in our case, our attorney general doesn't investigate anyway. So no. It's already too late.
Yep.
It's drive-by night shooting.
No.
Drive-by night, whatever.
Whatever you want to call it. So we saw it happen here. We have a town of 200 and some odd thousand people. School board member that year, I think 6,000, 7,000 votes they got, and one person lost by 17 votes. So, you know, there's a dozen ways to look at that. 20 people didn't get off their butts and go vote, but also, do we know that all the votes were clean? Because you can't ask for ID. If I've got somebody's name on a voter roll, you know, I go into a place or a friend of mine goes into a place and sees the name on there, you know, Joe Smith, and calls me, I can go to that poll and they say, who are you? I'm Joe Smith. I'm at such and such an address. And I can vote.
Yep.
You know, there's no ID check.
Project Veritas came to New Hampshire and they tried to get a ballot. Not New Hampshire. I forget where it was. They tried to get a ballot for Eric Holder somewhere. And the woman at the polling booth, at the polling station, was going to give them Eric Holder's ballot.
That's great. They should have. I want to see what he would do to fix it. You know, they're so hung up on the fact that Trump and his daughter and a few others are registered to vote in two places. Okay? But my question was, everybody was posting that all over the place. They kept saying, well, did he vote in two places? I don't care where he's registered. I want to know, did he vote in both places? Hey, we got to go for a break. Don't be stupid. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute. You don't want to miss it. I may be able to get her really out of her seat in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, and take the book. But buy my book. See, if you buy my book from the website, therealside.com, I'll autograph it for you. If that's what you want, I don't really care. But I mean, it doesn't make a difference to me. Or you can head up to Amazon and, you know, order a whole bunch of books, including mine, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you were taught to hate over the last 8 years or so, and you know, hear it right from the. I don't want to say horse's mouth, because I'm not really big, but I'm not that big. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Let's bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, and we get to hit some of the crazy stories for the, and I do mean crazy stories of the week, right, Kimberly?
Wait, I got a tale on what? So I'm arguing with a union hack in New Hampshire, and he's like, you write GOP propaganda, and you push for the rights of white Christian GOP men. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And you're on GOP radio shows. I'm like, well, I'm glad you're paying attention, buddy, but I'm an independent, and I fight for freedom for everyone. I thought it was hysterical, though, that he said white Christian GOP men.
Oh, it's great. Like, oh, yeah. Well, listen, I'm a white, there you go. Hey, what's his name?
His name is, he goes under New Hampshire Labor Politics.
Hey, New Hampshire Labor Politics, yo-ho. That's right. She's talking to, she's rambling along with a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. Because, you know, that's what I am. And if you'd buy the book, you might get enlightened as to what we really believe instead of being spoon-fed that garbage from your party and you're saying, yes, sir, may I have another, like the fool that some of you are. Okay, if that doesn't get in trouble, Kimberly, I don't know what will.
I thought it was hysterical because you did just mention that, and he said that earlier today, and I burst out laughing.
Oh, you know what? Now that we've had so much fun with that, I forgot what we were talking about before the break.
I don't know. You were going to try to outrage me about something else.
Oh, hey, are you surprised that the Grammy ratings hit a 6-year low with only 20? Listen, they only had 25 million viewers. Trump rolls over in the middle of the night, hits his Twitter button, he's hit more people than they did.
Not a shocker. These people are so out of touch with reality that it's not even funny. But what I really thought was cool was that girl, that singer, Joy something, who wore the Make America Great Again, and it said Trump on the back of her gown.
Yep. Oh, that was great. And who was it made by?
It was made by a gay immigrant designer, from what I understand.
Oh, a gay person. All gays should be against Trump, so he must have some mental issues. And, you know, he's obviously he's an immigrant, and, you know, Trump hates all immigrants, so he must be a real, must be a real piece of work, this designer, not to understand what a hateful man Trump is, right? God, this just makes
me
nuts.
Right, and the girl is mulatto, I believe, so she's half black and half white on top of it. So, you know, I didn't watch them, of course, because I don't watch that any of that crap. But I saw the post coming on Facebook, and I'm like, this girl has cojones bigger than any of the entire Democrat Party, yep. Bigger than them. Because for her to do that, at that kind of left-wing event,
right,
just says everything you need to know about her. And you know what? The sales of her album rose by 16 something thousand.
Yep.
Some outrageous number.
Yep. Look, we support our own when they're doing the right thing. You know, I want to come back because I know you'll appreciate this coming from the area that you come from. So this Orville Dam that we're having so many problems with here in California, you know, the spillway is busted. It's been having trouble for years, 12 years. The Army Corps of Engineers and the state engineers have been saying, we have a problem, we need to fix this, you know. Well, the state decided because of global warming and because we were heading into a drought, we weren't really getting that much rain then either, and we're okay, everything's cool, it'll be able to hold its own, we'll get to it eventually. And then a few years after that, what do? We tax people to fix and build our infrastructure, but just our dams. What do? We don't spend any money on the dams. We sidetrack the money to use it for freeways and high-speed rail. All right? That's what we do. And so virtually not nickel one has gone into these dams. So now this dam is, I won't say it's going to break, because I don't really believe it's going to break. I believe it's going to be a problematic. Now, come forward 10 years or 11 years. You got Mr. Governor Moonbeam, who's, you know, we're gonna fight the feds, we're gonna fight Trump, we're gonna fight. We send them more money than they send us. So, you know, go ahead and by the way, can we have $100 million to fix our dams and we're in a lot of trouble? I mean, really,
yeah.
Seriously. Oh God.
They're down on their knees now begging for something after they slammed them and they didn't do what they should have with their own money.
No.
It's ridiculous.
No.
You know, you got the high-speed rail to nowhere that no one actually wanted except for the hacks who voted it. You got that, but you don't have things that actually need to be done. Meanwhile, they were protecting that stupid little smelt fish and farmers went hungry.
They're still protecting it. You know what you and I call those things? It's not smelt. You know when you and I call those things on the East Coast? Those are minnows. Those little...
Stop.
I'm serious. I'm not joking you. What do we use them for? What are they used for? They're used for bait to catch bigger fish.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
I thought... It doesn't matter what they are. Those little fish are not as important as humans and food for
humans.
Oh, no, no. Not,
ever.
Not California, my lady. In California, you know what they... It's all about equality across the board. Dems first, but after that, equality across the board. That is human and animal alike. That's right. They are starving water from Southern California because if they turn the fans on and push the water downstream, they'll kill a bunch of these minnows. So a federal judge has ordered that to stop, I don't know, years ago, and they haven't been able to put it on no matter what. Yes, right?
It's just unbelievable. And you know what the real worst part is, Joe? Not that they're doing it, that the voters aren't doing anything to stop them.
Oh, this is all weekend I've been slamming my head thinking, it's not the lunatic. Look at Sheila Jackson Lee. What's her name? Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Pelosi. Maxine Waters. And I'm looking at them going, oh, my God. Oh, wait a minute. They get voted in. I'm more afraid of the voters now than I are them, aren't you?
Yes, and that is my absolute point. Yeah, you can blame these guys for their actions, right, because their actions are outrageous.
Yep.
But they keep getting voted in. And it's the voters doing it. It's we, the people, that are voting them in. That's where the problem really, really lies. It's because people aren't paying attention. And these people keep getting voted back in. We are to blame for why our government is so craptastic now. We are to blame. You know, I posted a quote. Sorry, I'm losing my voice again. I posted a quote the other day, and this is the quote. The world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it.
No.
Albert Einstein said that. And that
remains
true.
Today. Yep. I don't know because I'm not a well-read man, but what is that saying that all it takes is for good people to do nothing? And
yeah,
pretty much you can. So listen, a couple of quick ones before we come up on it. A Democrat-run Boston, over 96% of gunmen in non-fatal shootings are never arrested. Well, you never arrest mafia men, right? I mean, seriously.
Well, you can't find
so. No, this was great. From 2014 to 2016, fewer than 4% of the gunmen involved in non-fatal shootings were ever arrested, charged, or anything else.
I'm so shocked.
You know, the thing I always remember hearing the most when I was a kid growing up, and the police would show up when something went wrong, and the little old ladies in the street would go, I don't see nothing. I see nothing. My face was down. I don't see nothing. Right? Nobody knows nothing.
Well, that hasn't changed to this day. A lot of people are afraid. So even if they know who the shooter is, they're not going to tell because they're afraid they'll be the one shot next.
Yeah.
And you got to understand, in these places where these shootings are happening, they're in gang-ridden places. I still don't understand to this day why all these gangs still even exist in this country and just get bigger and bigger and bigger and more widespread. I mean, we even have them in the little state of New Hampshire, for God's sake. I like to call it Cow Hampshire. Because it's mostly country. Yeah, we have some cities, but there's only literally a few big cities.
Yep.
We have gangs here. We have a heroin problem. Why? Why are these things allowed to happen? It's ridiculous. What are we spending all this tax money for? Yeah. What?
I can just shut my mic off and leave. I'll be back in a little bit. I'm sure you can drive the point home. Hey, tell people where to find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz.org. Conservative IND on Twitter, Granite Rock in New Hampshire as well, blogging. And look for my article tomorrow on voter fraud in New Hampshire. Trump is right. We have voter fraud, and it needs to be dealt with.
Yep. Yeah, and I would say exponentially, work it out, and you can figure this thing out. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Look, don't go far. I got so much crazy stuff coming up. We're going to talk about the gay New York journalist who turned conservative after his lib friends went nuts over Milo Yiannakopoulos. We'll be back in just a few minutes.